Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Livestock risk protection. It's a great tool to help protect your cattle operation from falling cattle prices. And Dakota Moss knows LRP.
The best thing a producer can do if they are utilizing LRP in their operation is to be proactive as possible, and they need to know their numbers, know their business, and be watching those prices to figure out, okay, here's when I market my cattle. That price looks amazing. Let's not hope for something better tomorrow. Let's get that put on so we can sleep good at night.
Learn more by going to livestockriskservices.com.
Your kids are already searching, looking for answers when it comes to vaping. They hear about it from friends, from the internet, but the one they need to hear about it from most is you. Tobacco, vaping, nicotine, it's all dangerous, and it's time you let them know. But if you don't know where to start, we're here to help. For tips on talking to your kids, visit talkabouttobacco.com. Brought to you by TSET.
Well, American Farmers and Ranchers, or AFR, hosted National Farmers Union NFU President Rob LaRue on a tour of southeastern Oklahoma. Tour showcased the area's agriculture and provided an opportunity for AFR leadership and LaRue to discuss regional industry issues. I had the opportunity to catch up with LaRue after the tour to talk about all the things he saw.
Getting a chance to see really a lot more detail about operations in southeastern part of Oklahoma was fantastic. The weather cooperated. We put a lot of miles on the road, but it was a lot of great conversation and really a lot of good education for me.
Well, I know you were kind of just talking with Oklahomans about the challenges in the ag industry, but also about owning a business. So what kind of feedback did you get?
You know, it's what we all know, but when we actually see mom and pop operations, families making it work, whether it's a cow-calf operation, whether it's a backgrounding operation, or even a small meat locker, really getting to understand in more detail everything that these families are doing to make a business work. Everybody chipping in, dealing with a lot of uncertainty, whether it's weather, whether it's the marketplace and all kinds of disruptions. But in so many cases, these families do whatever they possibly can to be successful. And that's a huge contribution to these small towns and communities.
When talking about the farm bill, LaRue said he does hope that eventually we'll be seeing that through to fruition, but couldn't really say when.
The fact is that we already knew when we had to roll into this year, when things didn't get done on time last year, that this election year was going to be tough in the best of times. And I wouldn't even call this the best of times. And we know already that that's really the big dilemma right now. So, you know, certainly we are pushing, continuing to push to make sure that we get a farm bill done, hopefully at the end of the year. And that's where the message and the push has to be right now. So part of the messaging really and hearing from growers and ranchers across parts of Oklahoma is they need to let their leaders in the House and the Senate this August, make them understand why they need that certainty. Certainly, we need to see an extension before that expires, but really, for the good of everyone, we need that certainty of having a farm bill and hopefully the right farm bill done by the end of the year.
To hear my complete conversation with NFU's Rob LaRue, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news. While many tools for managing risk exist for livestock producers today, Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, may be a valuable option for you no matter how large or small the operation. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services tells us more.
It's a risk management tool for large producers, small producers, the small cow-calf guy. It's eligible for anybody that wants to have a floor and buy insurance on their cattle.
Give Farm Data Services a call today at 800-579-8164. They are an equal opportunity provider. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.